Please be seated. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. The lame man will leap like a young deer, and the tongues of the speechless sing for joy. I want to tell the narrative of Jesus the Christ, the narrative that allows us to change other cultural narratives, the narrative of Jesus the Christ, the good news of the Jesus, the Anointed One. From that story of Jesus Christ comes power to change all narratives. And we remember that story every time we preach and in every celebration of the Eucharist. As in all stories, it's a story built around the tension of expectations. Arousing expectations. The first part of the story of Jesus arouses expectations that Jesus will finally come. Finally take over and make things just. Open the eyes of the blind. Open the mouths of the deaf, the ears of the deaf. Make the lame walk. Jesus came. He was baptized, tempted, and he preached, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And as he opened the eyes of the blind in Galilee, and when he made that lame person who came down from the roof walk, and when he opened the ears of the deaf, those in Galilee and all around, their expectations were aroused that God would come. Fevers left foreheads and bleeding women stopped bleeding, and kids were raised from the dead, and people's expectations were raised. Surely God is coming to save. And then in the story comes the time of the crushing of expectations. The crushing of expectations. And this is the part of the story which is the passion. When I teach scripture and teach the gospels, I say it's such a shame we only spend 1 or at most 2 days reading the passion in our tradition. Because it's the passion we should be reading every day. And it's the passion out of which the power of Brian Stevenson's work comes. Because the passion is about the breaking, the crushing of expectations, and the breaking of bodies and spirits. The gospel slowed down at the time of the passion so that the story takes longer and longer, a little bit like Brian Stevenson's stories of these meetings with prisoners. They go on and taking a long time to get there and a long time to have the conversation and a long time to finish. And in the passion of Jesus in the story, there are many moments of pain. In Gethsemane, when Jesus prays to have the cup taken from him and he falls to the ground and his disciples fall asleep, that's all the breaking and the crushing of expectations. And this is where you have the mocking and the crown and the purple robe, the equivalent of the strip search and the German shepherd at the door of the courtroom. Linger in this passion narrative. Stay in it. Stay with it. Don't be afraid. It's an uncomfortable place. Stay with it because it's the breaking Brian Stevenson talked about. In the passion narrative, there's a prisoner condemned to death for whom we hope there will be deliverance. It's like the story about the prisoner with hope, whose hope was dashed in the final hour when Brian Stevenson tells him the bad news. And that there's that amazing agony of silence, stuttering silence, when these words are about to come out. And the words finally do come out. I love you. The tongue of the speechless sing for joy. And then in the story, the man is shackled and taken to be electrocuted. That's the passion. That's the breaking. That's the crushing of expectations, the defeat and the powerlessness. He saved others. He cannot save himself. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Crushing expectations. Now, in making the analogy between Jesus and the death row prisoner, I acknowledge, as the Gospels make it very clear, we're supposed to know Jesus was innocent. And he wasn't addicted or troubled, but he was a victim of trauma, the trauma of Galilean poverty and destitution. And wasn't he condemned in a miscarriage of justice? And didn't he die a hellish death? Crushing expectations, the long loneliness, the long breaking. And then, in a much shorter part of the story, but in a part that opens up into infinity, is that morning told so briefly. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He's been raised. He is not here. Look, here's the place they laid him. And this Easter morning, on this Easter morning, the story surpasses expectations. No body, not here, raised by God. The Son of Man, raised by God, raising not only this one person, but lifting up and vindicating the whole community of his faithful followers. The resurrection is the good news of God that is the source of our hope, the source of this hope that's our calling to proclaim. It's the fact that makes us who we are, that gives us our identity. It remakes us, and it raises us to higher ground. The resurrection surpasses expectations. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And then in this open-ended gospel ending, the story shares, implies, demands God's expectations of us. God's expectations to go, to join the work of the risen Christ that he's doing now in Galilee, getting the courage to be uncomfortable, taking the risk to be near, and entering into brokenness. To go to Galilee and into this world and preach the good news. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. There are people who embody Jesus Christ, the prophet, the crucified, risen and commissioning one. There are people who embody this story of aroused expectations, crushing expectations, surpassing expectation, and God's expectation of us. And there are people here in this community who embody Christ Jesus. and they are among the alumni of this institution. And they are represented in Jenny Burnett and Susan McCann and many others in our community. And I am so overwhelmingly grateful that this week, here in Austin, and at the Seminary of the Southwest, and at the Lyndon Baines Johnson School of Business, of, whatever it is, public policy. Here at the seminary and here at that big university down the street, Bryan Stevenson spoke the words of God and showed us how to follow Jesus and aroused and awakened and confirmed our faith and our commitment to meet God's expectations of us. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the young man shall, lame man shall leap like a young deer, and the tongue of the voiceless sing for joy.